That would be an impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible thing to do, but your crime rate would go down. What seemed to offend liberals most was that Bennett had accidentally borrowed some conventional liberal logic to make a conservative point. And as with the social Darwinists of yore, that makes liberals quite cross. According to the New York Times' Bob Herbert, Bennett believed exterminating blacks would be a most effective crime-fighting tool. Various liberal spokesmen, including Terry McAuliffe, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, said Bennett wanted to exterminate black babies. Juan Williams proclaimed that Bennett's remarks speak to a deeply racist mindset. In one sense, this is a pretty amazing turnaround. After all, when liberals advocate them, we are usually told that abortions do not kill babies. Rather, they remove mere agglomerations of cells and tissue or uterine contents. If hypothetical abortions committed for allegedly conservative ends are infanticide, how can actual abortions performed for liberal ends not be? Some liberals are honest about this. In 1992, Nicholas von Hoffman argued in the Philadelphia Inquirer, "Free, cheap abortion is a policy of social defense. To save ourselves from being murdered in our beds and raped on the streets, we should do everything possible to encourage pregnant women who don't want the baby and will not take care of it to get rid of the thing before it turns into a monster." At their demonstration, the anti-abortionists parade around with pictures of dead and dismembered fetuses. The pro-abortionists should meet these displays with some of their own. Pictures of the victims of the unaborted. Murder victims, rape victims, mutilation victims. Pictures to remind us that the fight for abortion is but part of the larger struggle for safe homes and safe streets. Later that same year, the White House received a letter from the Roe v. Wade co-counsel, Ron Weddington, urging the new president-elect to rush RU486, the morning after pill, to the market as quickly as possible. Weddington's argument was refreshingly honest. You can start immediately to eliminate the barely educated, unhealthy, and poor segment of our country. No, I'm not advocating some sort of mass extinction of these unfortunate people. Crime, drugs, and disease are already doing that. The problem is that their numbers are not only replaced, but increased by the birth of millions of babies to people who can't afford to have babies. There, I've said it. It's what we all know is true, but we only whisper it. Because as liberals who believe in individual rights, we view any program which might treat the disadvantaged as discriminatory, mean-spirited, and, well, so Republican. Government is also going to have to provide vasectomies, tubal ligations, and abortions. There have been about 30 million abortions in this country since Roe v. Wade. Think of all the poverty, crime, and misery, and then add 30 million unwanted babies to the scenario. We lost a lot of ground during the Reagan-Bush religious orgy. We don't have a lot of time left. How exactly is this substantively different from Margaret Sanger's self-described religion of birth control, which would, she wrote, ease the financial load of caring for, with public funds, children destined to become a burden to themselves, to their family, and ultimately to the nation.